whistleblower on James Comey. Whistleblower. This, if it turns out, if I follow through on it, this could be huge. All right? It is 7:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes on this happy hump day, Trump day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. One of your top stories, Yankees staying alive. A big 11-4 win over the Dodgers. The Yanks are still down 3-1, and there will be a game tonight. So, game five, and it's been pretty darn exciting. Hey, coming up at 8:05, we're going to have Congresswoman Kat Kamek. Well, we'll touch base with her, so stick around for that. But, let me give you the code word, and then I've got the story lined up for you, okay? We've got the spectacular World Equestrian Center Ocala Food and Wine Festival, the Grand Tasting Saturday. The event goes on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. These tickets are for Saturday, and I've got your keyword, and all you have to do is text the keyword to 20357. You ready? The word is sky. S-K-Y. Isn't that easy? Text that to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Grand Tasting on Saturday. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. So a protected whistleblower has come forward. And this has to do with Trump being spied on. Now, that really isn't anything new. But What was the initial probable cause? Apparently, allegedly, according to the whistleblower, none. It's just none. Trump, and we're going to just spy on a presidential campaign off the books.
Did you hear me when I said
off the books?
Well, when Obama laughed at him when he said he was kind of being looked into, followed, investigated.
I'm being spied on, and they laughed at him.
Right.
I'm telling you, and I'm not exaggerating, this is egregious. And look, this involves, according to the whistleblower, it's one thing to come forward and say it, and might very well be onto something, but then you have to go and prove it. That's going to be a little tougher.
Okay.
But not impossible. All right, so he revealed, the whistleblower, the whistleblower, that the FBI began targeting Trump all the way back in June of 2015. It was right after he announced he was going to run for president. And this, according to the whistleblower, is an off-the-books investigation ordered directly by then-director of the FBI, James Comey. The disclosure, reviewed by the Washington Times, stated that two undercover FBI agents were directed to act as honeypots and infiltrated the high levels of Trump's 2016 campaign. The undercover agents traveled with Trump and his campaign staff. The agent personally knew that Comey had ordered the investigation against Trump and that Comey had personally directed it. The operation did not appear to target a specific crime. So, and even with crime, you still have to have probable cause. You can't just say, I think it's this, I think it's that,
right,
and then spy on an American campaign. So the Washington Times reported that, they say the agents described it as a fishing expedition to find incriminating evidence on Trump.
So we could find something. There might be something
there. But that's against the law. That's against the Constitution. You can't go on a fishing expedition. You have to have probable cause.
Right.
This is in all areas of law enforcement. The disclosure stated that the investigation had no predicated foundation. So Mr. Comey personally directed the investigation without, and this is very, very important, without creating an official case file in Sentinel, which is kind of their, computer system, or any other FBI system. So it really was like off the books. So when we tell you there's these rogue FBI agents or rogue activity within the FBI or the CIA, if this whistleblower is correct, I mean, it goes to the highest levels, which I'm not surprised. But I am surprised that it is coming out in what could be a very powerful way.
So 9 years before, Democrats accused Donald Trump of using government organizations against his competitors or whatever you'd like to call them. They were doing it already.
Yes.
9 years before they accused him of it, they were doing it.
Yep. Involved in helping Comey execute the probe were Deputy Director Dave Bowditch and Assistant Director in charge of the Washington field office, Paul Abadi. This, according to the disclosure from the whistleblower, targeted by the honeypot undercover agents was Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos. According to the whistleblower, Papadopoulos pleaded guilty to making false statements to the FBI in October of 2017. He was later pardoned by Trump in 2020. But think about it. The FBI has infiltrated your campaign. They know everything. And they could ask you something that is maybe not all that pertinent. But it still is, you made a false statement to the FBI. It's the ultimate setup. It's why they're able to close like 95% of their cases. That's what they do. They catch you in a lie, basically.
It's not what you did wrong.
Yeah, generally, that's how they win. The whistleblower said that the secret investigation was closed after a newspaper obtained a photo of one of the agents and was ready to publish it. The FBI's press office told the paper that the photo was of an informant, not an agent, and that the informant would be killed if the photo was published. Again, the source of this information is the whistleblower. The employee also said that one of the agents agreed to be transferred to the CIA.
Okay.
So she could not be a witness. And another employee was given a promotion. Do these things that you know are outside the bounds of the law, and you will benefit from it.
Wow. That's amazing. So not surprising
You got the director, former director of the FBI, involved on this. Remember, he's written books and stuff. He made himself into a little star. Well, actually a big star. He's like 6'7". But this really is egregious. It is frightening. So you just get transferred to the CIA. Doesn't that sound awfully cozy relationship between the FBI and the CIA? Now, there are times you want them to partner up. That, you know, that this was that wall of separation that they broke down after the 9/11 occurred. And because you wanted them to be able to communicate, hey, we're following somebody overseas. We need to let the FBI know that this could be a domestic threat.
Well, right? We don't necessarily tend to move people league to league in our government agencies.
Purposefully so that they don't have to or not forced to, I guess, testify. Because, see, it's the CIA.
Right.
We have that person in the field, and we can't take the risk of them being, outed or identified. We can't have them, out in public, blah, blah, blah. I mean, think about it, right? In a lot of cases, you would defend that, say, a secret agent is called a secret agent for a reason, right?
Wow.
They closed it after a newspaper obtained a photo of one of the agents. So one agreed to transfer to the CIA. The other one gets a promotion. The FBI employee personally observed one or more employees in the FBI being directed to never discuss the operation with anyone ever again, which includes talking with other people involved in the operation. Don't even talk to anybody else that was in the operation. I'm telling you, I think this could be a smoking gun.
No, that doesn't come up until almost 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm teasing ahead.
Oh.
Always.
Wow, pre-sale. Look at you.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It is 7:15 on this Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. That means it's time for What's Bugging You. Call in. Get it off your chest. You'll feel better, whatever, big or small, that's bugging you. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Call now for What's Bugging You, 97.3 The Sky.
There's been a lot of talk about
what's going on.
There's a lot at stake.
A lot of damage.
The time has come for you to sound off.
All of these things are happening all at once.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is a happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Welcome to it. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. Call in now. If you don't get through, try back. And good morning, Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is my wife had one of our girlfriends over our house for 6 days. This woman was such a slob. I mean, we had to spend the last 3 days cleaning up after her. That's an abusive friendship, but I think it ended it, and that's what's bugging me.
Yeah, what is it? After 3 days, it's just like fish. It ain't fresh fish anymore. It's like starting to smell. Mm. Get out. Yeah. Let's go to Donnie. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. That story about the FBI, the problem is the FBI is the most corrupt government agency we have. And I know everybody's got to qualify it with all the agents. The actual agents are good. It's only the upper echelon. I'm not sure about that when this kind of stuff goes on. Also, there should be no statute of limitations for crimes committed while working in government, because all of this stuff is beyond the reach now of any legal action. It is, this statute has passed. There should be no statute of limitation for government corruption like this.
Yeah, I don't know what that is and what particular how it would be charged, the criminal activity. I just know that, it's absolutely not like there's no such thing as off the book investigation, or at least it's not supposed to be. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Last Friday after what's bugging you, my landline went dead, like no dial tone, and it stayed that way for about 3 days, even though the internet still worked and my cell phone doesn't get a signal in my house, so I had to go sit out in my driveway and call the phone company to, try to speak with somebody, and by no means would they let a human get on the phone. It was just all automated ticket number, and then like 3.5 days later.
You notice as he was complaining about the phone company, the degradation of the signal itself began to take place.
I was aware of that.
They are listening.
They are Big Brother.
The only thing I can think of, there might be areas where they're replacing some telephone poles, literally, and some lines they took down, but I'm just guessing. Hang in there, Mark. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, happy hump day, Trump day, Bob. What's bugging me is that I've been keeping you up to date on what's going on with the price of gold and everything, but before we went to war in Afghanistan, gold was $270 an ounce. It's now $2,797 an ounce. It's going to break $2,800 today, probably. And now I find out the State Department of the United States says they can't allow BRICS to develop their payment system with 153 countries that are signing on to it. So what's that mean? I've been saying it. We're going to war for the reserve currency, and that's what's going to happen. Russia's having nuclear tests. Right now, they're doing drills all over Russia for a nuclear holocaust.
Wow. Well, that's not good because, you could be making all this money off of gold.
Yeah.
And then you're dead.
Wow.
Like, how do you spend it?
That's just a bad day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That bugs me.
Me too.
Yeah.
Jeff, what's bugging you?
Trump Jr. said at the height of the Russian BS that the left looked and looked and looked and they found themselves. What's bugging me is that the left is the party of confusion. They absorb confused people and then give them a ribbon for it. The left doesn't pull you out of the garbage. They make sure you fall in. God bless America.
Wow, good point.
Then they try to keep you down and keep you in that garbage. All right. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Slim again, what's bugging you?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I got to tell you, this is what's bugging me. For the people that were out there protesting the Madison Square Gardens Trump rally, they were waving the North Korean flag, the Chinese flag. I just want them to take a good look at those countries and see if they would tolerate their type of lifestyle or the way they want to live in any way. And they got to start, they got to pay attention and look at this and see that these countries wouldn't even accept them as an equal. So I don't understand why they wave their flag.
Well, it's because they've been fed about how evil America is, and they were bad, and that at every turn we've made bad and wrong decisions, and they want to put that back in history, which there's a lot of truth to a lot of it, But you have to balance it out with other truthful things about what a generous and giving country we are. And I guess above all, really, the beacon of light and freedom around the world. And we used to, that was almost like a catchphrase, you know, yeah, we're the beacon of light, freedom. But you think about it. Under, since America became a constitutional republic, for the people, by the people, of the people, we've led so many other nations into a Democrat-style government. Hundreds. And that may have not happened, or those countries wouldn't have had, you know, the strength to keep it going without us kind of backing them up. So, yeah, once you've drummed it into kids' minds that America somehow is just, like, at its core is just evil.
Right.
Then you go from there. Then it's easy to manipulate them and give them a romantic vision of these other countries, even though if they really looked into it, they'd realize that they're supporting regimes where, well, they couldn't stand on a street corner and give their thoughts.
Well, yeah, because protest itself is not allowed. I got one that's bugging me, and some geniuses, I guess, at one of the polling places yesterday decided that they would take Harris wall signs and start moving them and putting them in front of Republican signs and knocking some Trump stuff down and things like that. But it's like they were covering up Republican signs with their Harris wall signs that were there already.
And at the same time, calling Trump like a bully.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's ironic, isn't it?
Huh.
We've seen behavior like that.
Yeah. Oh, the irony of ironies.
Well, my friends, that was a great segment. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Don't go anywhere. Coming up at 8:05, we'll talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick about all the pressing issues, the upcoming election, everything else. Polls are saying this. Polls are saying that.
Which one do you believe?
The one that holds up the curtains?
Oh, I see what you did there. Okay.
I don't know. I don't believe any of them.
Nah.
Look, if you were polled, hey, this is off the record, but we need some personal data. Yeah, approximately how many times a week do you and the missus have relations? 5, 6. Is polling accurate?
Yeah.
Yes. If you were to vote today, who would you vote for?
As opposed to, like, I'm changing my mind tomorrow or something?
Yeah, and as opposed to, what is their methodology in collecting said data? If it's call out, a lot of it would be landlines. They do the cell thing now, too, but it's so much easier to, like, block that and go, you have scam protection and all that. So, you know, who... The people that are willing to participate in those, and then can you get accurate information? Maybe, okay. Maybe not. Look, there's a cultural thing in the black community, you know, to say out loud somewhere, you know, that you're voting for Trump might, you know, not bring a nice response, even if, you know, half the people in there are secretly going, but I ain't saying nothing right now.
You're right.
CNN data reporter Harry Enten warned on Tuesday that election polling could be underestimating Vice President Harris rather than Trump, who has been historically underestimated in election polling in previous cycles.
Huh.
He said if the polls are going to underestimate Donald Trump once again, that would be historically unprecedented, because what normally happens is the pollsters catch on, hey, we're underestimating, we're not taking into account some part of the electorate. They make adjustments, and I think that helps to explain why we've never seen that the same party has been underestimated three times in a row in a presidential election, at least in the last 52 years. That is an interesting point from somebody that, you know, that's what they do. They collect data and say, hey, this wouldn't be this would be really rare if they're underestimating Trump again. I don't know. I just think this is a different world that we live in, and this whole idea of unprecedented. How many things were unprecedented?
Yeah, until something changes. And what does it say about the polls if, oh, first time wrong, second time, okay, third time, okay, we were wrong, and so now we have to adjust it and just make it look different.
Yeah.
What does that tell you about their accuracy?
Yeah. And look, and I'm not saying I could do any better. I think that's not an easy proposition to really get accurate data on something like this in this very, you know, divided country. CNN's John Berman also asked Enten about the 2022 midterm elections when Democrats exceeded expectations and what they might indicate about the polls in key swing states. Remember how wrong they had it? We're getting a red wave, a big red wave. It's going to be all Republicans everywhere. And it never really materialized. What do we see in 2022, say, in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin? Well, it turns out that the average poll in those states actually underestimated Democrats by 4 points. Yeah, that's a lot. And I want to apply that to the electoral map, because if it turns out that the polls underestimated the Democrats like they did in 2022, then Kamala Harris wins in a sweep. A sweep, yeah, meaning those particular states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. I feel good about Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. I'm not so sure. And not that I'm sure of Michigan. I just feel like Trump has made a really obvious case that he is for the auto workers, and the Biden-Harris administration clearly have not been.
And you throw in the kind of anti-Kamala, you know, groups in Detroit. Maybe they'll carry some weight.
It's so, been we'll been a couple. Yeah, the state has been very slim margins.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skyline, shall we, and talk to Tom. Morning, Tom.
So my take on it is it's a religious thing, right? So you've got the Christians who I've been told don't vote. They're not going out. They're not voting. They haven't voted. They sit there and do nothing. It's like the gun owners. The gun owners, NRA members, don't vote. They bitch about their guns being taken away, and they're not voting. And I've got my rhino friends who, oh, I'm a conservative Republican, and they're not. They just say that for some bizarre reason. And they're telling me they've already gone out and voted for Harris.
Wow,
and
how can you be? You can't even be a partial conservative and vote for her.
They're out of their minds. But the other thing is, all the abortion is a religion, and they love their abortion. They want to kill their kids. They want to have that option, and they are voting, and we're not voting. I voted, of course. I voted last Thursday, got it out there. So I hope our Christians and people who actually want to pay their bills get off their butts and vote. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thank you.
We are on board.
Yeah, it's not all of them don't vote, but for that segment, which clearly have, you would think, some pretty specific issues.
Yes.
That the Christians would, I think they say there's something like maybe as much as 40% that don't participate.
Which is unacceptable.
Yeah, I don't know how you can rationalize that.
And same with gun owners.
Now, right.
If you are not voting, unfortunately, we will all, you know, reap what you're sowing, and we don't like that.
Yeah, well, and Kamala is clearly running a campaign that is going for the lowest common denominator.
Yeah.
If they don't realize what a fraud she is, how much she's flip-flopped, and if she is being real, she was considered further left than Bernie Sanders when she was in the Senate. Mm-hmm. Do you know, a wolf can change its coat, but never its disposition. You really believe her? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. She's the one heading up the meeting saying, you know, we're all vegans, right? And then you can see those nasty, gnarly eye teeth that she has.
Ooh.
Specifically for ripping meat.
Wow.
Did I kind of paint
that
little picture?
You're just a regular Van Gogh.
Nope, I got both ears intact.
What?
Can't hear out of one of them, but
we'll see, that was right.
13 big lies. Ding, ding, ding. Kamala Harris.
Oh, man.
They keep calling it her closing argument.
Like it's a court case or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. She delivered a long list of the old lies. Let's see if we can go through them quickly. Number one, then President Donald Trump sent an armed mob to the United States Capitol to overturn the will of the people. Yeah, we've got that on audio, right?
He is the person who stood at this very spot nearly 4 years ago and sent an armed mob to the United States Capitol to overturn the will of the people in a free and fair election.
Well, everybody that so-called participated in the riots or whatever were already there. And they were not armed with guns. Only five rioters were ultimately charged with firearm crimes, and they were not used. They didn't fire them.
But yeah. Somebody died, I mean, right?
Well, that was a civilian died at the hands of a D.C. police officer, and she was unarmed. Yeah. But she was trying to be part of breaking down some kind of barrier.
Yeah, you can't do that.
All right. she goes on, he has an enemies list of people he intends to prosecute. No such thing exists.
How would she know that?
She got that idea. Well, she got that idea from Hillary, because Hillary actually does have one.
Yeah, you don't want to be on her list.
He said that one of his highest priorities is to set free the violent extremists who assaulted those law enforcement officers on January 6th. Trump has never said that he would pardon violent people or extremists. He said that he would pardon many of the rioters on a case-by-case basis, implying that there would be a pardon for non-violent offenders. Harris herself urged people to bail out rioters arrested during the 2020 riots.
Mm-hmm.
But that was okay. Yeah. We were okay with that riot.
Right.
Donald Trump intends to use the United States military against American citizens who simply disagree with him. Well, Trump's never said anything like that.
You can't do that.
That's another one they just make it up.
Yeah.
I will always tell you the truth, Kamala said.
Wow. Hold on. That deserves...
Yeah.
Because that's a joke.
Well, look, it's never a good thing for a politician, you know, to say that. Because, especially when they can be so easily disproven, I mean, you've got people, you're on tape, you're on record, your newspaper, your interviews. Harris lied to the country about President Joe Biden's mental state.
Yeah.
That's kind of a biggie there, right?
Absolutely.
She also lied about Charlottesville, the very fine people hoax, which has been, you know, torn apart many, many times. Not true, not true. They keep using it anyway.
Yeah.
And after being fact-checked about the same claim on live television in the 2020 vice presidential debate, she lied in the speech again. Trump wants tax cuts for billionaires and big corporations. Breitbart demonstrated in many repeated fact-checks, Trump tax cuts of 2017 primarily benefited the middle class and actually imposed higher taxes on some wealthy households, especially in Democrat-run states. Now, he did lower corporate taxes, but with the intent of encouraging companies to invest more at home than abroad and to create jobs for Americans. And we had more money coming into the federal coffers than ever before. So it actually worked. It stimulated the economy, GDP going up, the growth, everything going up in a positive way, wages going up. Yep. More money came in. It is 7:44, coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick is going to be with us right here on the Bob Rose Show, which is available on podcast wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click on subscribe. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, my friends. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
So Kamala gave her a little, what are they calling it, the closing argument.
Right.
And she told at least 13 different lies. I'm getting tired of going through them all. He's going to cut Medicare and Social Security. It's like, yawn. No, not true. He's going to, give tax breaks to billionaires and pay for it with a 20% national sales tax. He has never proposed such a thing. They make this stuff up. He would ban abortion nationwide. No. The whole idea of the reversal of Roe v. Wade was to say by the Supreme Court, this is not a constitutional question. This is a state's question. So all they did was give it back to the states. But, you know, the people on the left that support, you know, the abortion thing, they just couldn't stand it. And they go crazy. But there's not going to be any ban. He wouldn't have any control over that. It would be within the state's purview. Birth control, he's going to restrict that. Not true. Trump killed a border security bill. This is another tired old talking point that she has referred to. Well, it's the only thing she has to refer to when people say, well, how come you didn't fix the border 3.5 years ago? The question should be, when Biden, through executive order, opened the border, why didn't you speak up then about the possible crisis that would be coming? In other words, put it right on her.
Sure.
As a, why didn't you speak up? Why didn't you do anything about it? Solidifying the fact of what occurred. We know factually that through executive orders and repealing Trump executive orders, it opened the border wide open. You could open the border wide open, by the way, and they wouldn't have had as many people as they had cross it. Do you know why they did? Because it was a coordinated effort. They had NGOs all over the world giving money, plane tickets to many of these folks. That's why you had people from 115 different countries showing up at the border.
And they're still doing it today.
Yes.
Even after the world does know about it, they're still doing it.
And then flying them about and keeping them stay low on the radar. And you've got some churches that are complicit in it because they're getting some of that NGO money.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's very sad. And for her to try to go, well, you know, he killed the border security bill. That one I find extremely irritating.
Yeah.
But again, if you're if you're not paying attention and she says that, you go, yeah, I wonder why. Oh, Trump did that because he wanted to make it an election issue. He wanted to make it an election issue. What about the 3.5 years when there was no election upcoming?
And it was just a bad bill. And the fact that Ukraine is even mentioned in a border bill should be enough to go, okay, wait a minute. You're just putting stuff in there now.
Yep. Trump called soldiers suckers and losers. Did she really use that last night?
She's a mess.
This is an old hoax cooked up by the left-wing Atlantic, refuted by many, many witnesses, including those like former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who had broken with Trump politically. Oh, you got to hear Trump talk about Bolton in that Joe Rogan interview. It's hilarious. Yeah, I'll let him explain it to you, but basically saying, oh yeah, Bolton was a whack job, but they used him effectively because when they would go and sit with, you know, foreign leaders and stuff, you know, they all were looking around like, this guy's hardcore, man. We're in trouble. And he said, so it actually made easier to get some agreements done. Yeah. Trump wants to put people who disagree with him in jail. Yeah, this is obviously such. It's the left that wants to stop free speech. It's the left that can't stand it when you disagree. It's the left that wants to censor. They want to call anything that doesn't agree with their lefty Marxist agenda misinformation or disinformation. This has been going on for a while. And so, once again, they call you what they are, or they tell you what they're actually doing. It's Karl Marx. It's the Marxist playbook. She opened it wide open and exposed herself to anybody with any just a basic kind of understanding, you know, what she's doing. And she continues to tell these lies. And I guess she feels comfortable with that. I mean, look, when you're in a national debate with another candidate and they only fact check him and they're wrong on a couple of them for sure.
Yeah.
They only fact check him, never fact check her. So, yeah, she has a sort of a false sense of security there.
Well, Joe spent the last couple of years repeating the same lies over and over and over, and the media didn't call him out on it. So why not?
I mean, Dad, don't even get me started on the whole Biden thing. You had Trump drawing these huge crowds. He had a great presidency. Yeah, the COVID thing would have hurt anybody who was in an office. Would have hurt Americans no matter what. But, yeah, by and large, I think, you know, Americans were pretty happy. How Biden, not just one, did it from his basement. And not just doing it from his basement, but allegedly got 14 million more votes than Barack the King Obama. Are you kidding me?
That's unbelievable.
That's why election denier for sure. Now, is the fix in? Is there going to be corruption and chicanery and tomfoolery? Yes, but I think there might be just enough oversight to limit that, to limit that. And if Trump gets the kind of support I feel like he will get and is getting, I think he's going to win big. I do.
But that's where voting really, you got to outvote him and you got to outvote the cheat.
So. Yeah. Yeah. You got to, yeah, beat the cheat.
Yeah.
And do it by voting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. J.D. Vance, even Joe, what did he say? Vote early and often.
Yes.
Yeah, and then he corrected himself. He goes, oh, no, yeah, I'll have to defend that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's not a Democrat. You can't do that.
Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick about all the issues we've been talking about and more. And in fact, that is coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. Your keyword for the giveaway for the WEC is Sky. Text Sky to 20357 for your chance to win. Message data rate supply.